Namaskar. We welcome you to the program Greenery Dialogue. I am Prem Kumari Magar.
I am Chetan Oli. Program Greenery Dialogue is broadcast every week on Wednesday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on Radio Prakriti FM 93.4 MHz. And you can also listen to us from all over the world online at www.radioprakriti.com. Today we are in the 11th episode of the program. In today's episode, we discuss on different aspects of community forestry constitution, operation plan, formulation and practices.
Let's start the program with the analytical material prepared, including different aspects of the community forest user group, formulated constitution and operational plan.
Communities have important contribution to forest conservation, development and expansion, gaining the popularity of Hariyavan Nepal Gadhan, meaning green forests are Nepal's wealth. The communities have formed community forest user groups for forest conservation and development in their localities and are institutionally working for forest conservation and development. According to the Forest Act 2076, and Forest Regulations 2079, point number 42, for the community benefit, users interested in conserving, developing and managing any part of the national forest of their locality as a community forest and form user group according to the regulations can apply to the concerned subdivisional forest office or directly to the forest divisional forest office.
For the institutional development and good governance of the community forest user group, the community forest user group should pass and approve their constitution from the General Assembly. For the formal registration of the community forest user group, an application is submitted to the Divisional Forest Office with the approved constitution. The constitution should include the details of the user group, objectives, roles and responsibilities, process of formulation of community forest user group, and tenure of executive members. For the conservation, development and use of forest community forest, a forest operation plan is prepared. The preparation of the operational plan should follow the participatory method. The operation plan prepared through the participatory method is to be passed from the General Assembly of the Community Forest User Group. Thus, a prepared operational plan has a maximum period of 10 years. Every 10 years, the operational plan can be renewed and revised on a need basis.
Forest operation plan analyzes the overall forest conservation to the user's socioeconomic status. There is provision for income generation and skill development from the forest products-based enterprises and ecotourism. This directly supports users' short-term and long-term and sustainable development of forest. The constitution and operation plan are to be revised according to the changing context. The constitution and operation plan might not be relevant forever. The operation plan should include users' need, achievements gained in the forest and environmental sectors, and changes observed in the forest areas. The community forest user group should consult with the local government while preparing and revising the preparation of the community forest operation plan.
After information on the community forest constitution and operational plan formulation and approval process, let's head to interviews. Are the user committees aware of the community forest constitution and operational plan formulation? What are the obstacles to this work? To know this, we have talked with Bhup Kumar KC of Navadurga Community Forest User Group, Ward Number 8, Dang.
विधानको काम हुँदाखेरि उपभोक्ता समूह गठन गर्न पर्यो त्यो गठन गर्दा चाहिँ उपभोक्ता भेला गर्न पर्यो अनि
For the constitution, a community forest user group should be formed. First, there is a users assembly. The assembly forms an acting committee. The committee will draft a constitution. While preparing, common needs discussion is done in different similar groups of women and Dalits. Household survey is also done. then the constitution is drafted and registered, and the operation plan is made of a forest area. The constitution is based on user's detail. Operation plan also needs a series of steps from resource inventory.
समुदाय वन भुक्ता समूहहरूले विधान र कार्यजना वनको दिगो विकास भन्दा पनि आफू अनुकूल बनाउँछन् भन्ने खालको
कम्युनिटी फरेस्ट युजर ग्रुप ड्राफ्ट द कन्स्टिट्युसन बेस्ड अन देयर इन्ट्रेस्ट रेदर देन सस्टेनेबल म्यानेजमेन्ट अफ फरेस्ट. वाट इज युर ओपिनियन अन दिस?
सामुदायिक वनहरूले त त्यो प्रोसेस सबै त बुझिया हुन्न, उनीहरूले त त्यसको प्रक्रिया.
ऑल यूजर्स अफ द कम्युनिटी फरेस्ट आर नॉट अवेयर अफ द होल प्रोसेस. जेनरली दे अप्रूव द कॉपी अफ द ड्राफ्ट गिवन बाई समवन. In the assembly, the users should keep the concerns of their rights and responsibility. However, the forest technician prepares the draft and the user group approves. The participatory method seems to be followed. However, users cannot practice the full participation method and are not aware of their rights. The Division Forest Office role is only facilitation. In the constitution and operation plan, it is written that the document is prepared by the user group.
Vidhan ra karyajana prati upokta haru wa
what are the problems raised when the users or executive members of the community forest are not aware of the constitution and operation plan?
Sabhi euta dastavej matri huncha, likhit dastavej matri huncha.
The written document is only prepared and not implemented. The problem is law is made but not implemented, which is meaningless. Users should know the law is made by themselves and can be implemented with hearty acceptance.
Banbhukta mahasangle ke garnu parne ho?
Then what should be done by the Federation of Community Forest Users Group?
Samudayik banbhukta mahasangle sachetikaran garne haina.
The federation should strengthen the users so that they are aware of the law prepared and implementation part. The federation should also coordinate with the divisional forest to follow the process. What are the challenges and difficulties in the formulation of a community forest constitution and operation plan? How the users group have heartily accepted its importance? We have talked with Vrikha Bahadur Sahi, senior vice chairperson of Federation of Community Forest Users Nepal, Fegofon.
समुदायिक वनमा पर्याप्त मात्रै प्राविधिक सहयोगहरू हुँदैन हैन.
Sufficient technical support is not available from Divisional Forest Office for operation plan. Many community forest user group have no any funds and lack both financial and technical aspect. These are the major issues now. For this, the Ministry of Forest and Environment should be provide sufficient budget and technical support. The other technical work done by CTBT graduates and local resource person LRP should also freely recognized. Many forest users say that local resource persons should also be recognized, but the Federation of Community Forest Users is not taking any actions. The Federation is utilizing its local person as much as available, but we also don't have that level of skilled manpower. We mainly do policy advocacy to ensure the rights of the community in the constitution and operation plan. Regarding the registration process and important issues to consider while the formulation of the community forest constitution and operation plan, we have talked to Shiva Wagle, Director General of the Department of the Forest. What are the major issues to consider by user group while preparing constitution and operation plan? First, user groups should know about the status of their forest. Second, they should also identify their needs, whether it is the need of timber, fuel wood or fodder, or landslide control in the community forest, if any. All these things should be balanced before preparing the operation plan.
You are listening Radio Prakriti and Fecofon, jointly produced in support of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in the context of the UN Decade of Family Farming, in cooperation of ComDev Asia and AMARC, Asia Pacific Regional Office, produced radio program Greenery Dialogue.
Please do not forget to provide your suggestions and feedback in real that you felt while listening. You can send your suggestions through phone call 8082521847 and email radioprakriti@gmail.com.
Thank you all listeners for listening to our program.